Halftime 4 locker room chat with Oskaloosa girls and basketball coach Lindsay Newell after a pair of games, actually a trio of games last week, starting off with your guys' finish at the JCN tournament. You guys ended up getting 8th place there. First of all, talking about your guys' game against JCN, you guys fall on that one 47-25. Your thoughts on that one?
It was a battle. I would say from the get-go, it was just a really physical game, and they came out and just hit more shots than we did. We really had a tough time scoring, but it was just a physical battle, and they came out on top.
Then after that, in the 7th place game, falling 56-31 against a Valley Falls team you guys would immediately play after that. Your thoughts on the first matchup?
Yeah, we were a little short-staffed due to just some internal team issues going on, but I think overall we were just dead tired from the game before, it being a brutal game. They hit a lot of threes. People came out and just made some better plays than us, and Kirkwood definitely took over the game for them, and we couldn't stop her. They came out on top.
Yeah, and reasonably tired, because, I mean, you play back-to-back nights, and you play again last night against, of course, that same Valley Falls team. This one a lot closer. You guys lose that one 35-32 on a really close battle. You guys were able to respond after a tough loss in the 10th place game with a really tough battle. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, we worked hard in practice. The girls really focused in on some of the things that we saw in Saturday's game and really tried to adjust our defense a little bit better, and we made better shot selections. It just didn't go down the way we wanted to at the end of the ball game.
Yeah, now you guys take on a Morehill Mount team that is 6-3. They're coming off a loss. What are your thoughts on the Ravens, and how do you think you're going to be able to back them?
Yeah, it's been a while since we've played them. I'll be honest. They have a lot of good younger girls, and I know that they like to push the ball, so we're just going to have to hang in there and make sure that we keep our defense the way that we played last game and bring it on Tuesday. I think we definitely can hang with them. They got some good ball players, but I think we're turning a corner with our girls and our team morality. So I think they're all heading in a positive direction on our team right now.
Yeah, so that game isn't until next Tuesday, and just coming off a stretch of 3 games in 4 days, you have another game, or another stretch of 3 games in 4 days on the 7th, 9th, and 10th. Just your thoughts on how things have been shaping out on your schedule.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird scheduling like that. I don't know why we really put 3 games all in 1 week. but, you know, we're going to take it day by day and just make sure that we prepare the girls for each game and know what to expect. I feel like that's the best way to approach each game, so that they know exactly what their role is and how they best can come out and play in the game, and our expectations. It seems to work pretty well when we just prepare one game at a time.
Yeah, just 7 games left on the regular season schedule. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it as always, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Jared.
That was Oskaloosa girls' head basketball coach Lindsay Newell here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Taylor Insurance and the Barnett Family Funeral Home. Coming up next here on Locker Room Chat, we'll talk with Jeremy Rockhold, the Oskaloosa boys' head basketball coach.